Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Ask you a question. When you look in the mirror, what do you even see?
I tried so hard. I can't change what I did, but I can change what I do now.
He couldn't even be there for his family the time we needed him most.
How would you feel if something really bad happened to him?
To be honest, I don't know.
James, your ship is going down. I ain't going down with it.
We're done with ghosts.
Why was Uncle Tommy after you?
As long as you keep rocking with him, then I can't trust you.
Help me get Ghost.
This is what I wanted.
If I could help you, I'm staying. You made this mess, you fix it.
This is war.
Ghost, he's out there. You gonna run or are you gonna stand and fight?
Everything I've lost is because of you. My home, my family, my life.
Sometimes the people that you trust the most can turn on you with no warning.
It's the feds that you need to be worried about.
Everything you do is always for you.
You lost me a long time ago, Ghost.
Did you really think I wasn't gonna find out what you did?
I didn't kill her, Reggie. I didn't kill her.
You will.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. You're now tuned into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we will be reviewing the first episode of season 6 of Power. We just did a recap just recently, covering season 5. So the first episode of the 6th season premiered. This is a live recording of watching it on Sunday. So you're getting a raw reaction. I have no notes. I have nothing. I just have two special guests, you know, Mr. FIFO 24/7 and his lovely wife, Shell Toes on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate y'all coming. You know, we all was just sitting here in the studio watching it. And yeah, it was, that episode was something, you know.
Yeah, what'd you call it?
Oh, the old boy? I call it the old boy episode because I'm like, oh boy, we got 14 more episodes to go like this. They're going to drag this bitch out. So we can get started with it. Like, we ain't going to bury the lead, you know. Mm-hmm. There was a ghost in a hospital, but I'm not talking about James St. Patrick. You know, Angie's dead. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, they made that very clear.
Yeah.
They wasn't going to drag that out.
They wasn't dragging it out. I thought they was because, you know, you see her in the ambulance and, you know, she's still talking. Ghost still telling her it's going to be all right. I'm here. And they put her on a stretcher. You know, she goes into the ER room and you think maybe they going to save her because, you know, they got to the hospital quick. That's usually how most shows go. But nah, he was just standing in the waiting room.
Well, nah, you know, he got interrogated, and when he was getting interrogated, that's when she passed. So, you know, that thing hit him like a ton of bricks. So I think it was very interesting to see that emotion. Well, not interesting, but, like, we kind of expected that emotion out of him because we know he's telling the truth. We know how much he really, truly loved Angela. But I think it was very weird. Or I guess it just depicts how our judicial system acts, right? And we were talking about it earlier where, you know, it's supposed to be you're innocent until proven guilty, but they always treat us as guilty. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this case is a little different because it's like the fourth time this nigga get caught up in some death in the same, with the same girl.
They don't have nothing on him though.
Yeah, but it's like, it's always the same nigga though. Like, he's close but no cigar. I saw all these situations. Like, I agree with you in general. Like, when you deal with black
guy
man.
In the middle.
Yeah, but like with Ghost, is like,
yeah, no,
he got
a probable cause. Yeah,
he got it coming.
Nigga, you two around too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sure you ain't guilty, nigga?
He the type of criminal where the cops know him by name. Like, they have a casual conversation.
Yeah. Jamie, bro, why are you here again, homie?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Jamie's dealing with Angie's death. And like he took it to heart. Like he over here, like
man. He was lost. That nigga looked like, which way do I go? I don't know.
Like yeah, he was like a kid that was just left at Kroger alone. You know what I'm saying?
It but
just...
he's always been like that with her. I don't like. I don't know if you know, but it's like he always. It's like he his whole persona changes when he when it comes to her, and he like turns into a teenager. It's so weird, and it's just like yeah, it's like all that hard shelled ghost. Like he turns into Jamie when he's been around her. So yeah, you it's just. He looked like a lost little puppy dog.
And I think that, you know, just that that reaction that he had to Tasha. Like, man, you listen, know, I lost the one that I love.
That's a dog ass.
Hey, he said that off the cuff, too. Bruh. That was on top. Like, that was on the top of the dome. Like, he didn't care who was in the room. He was going to say that regardless. But to say that in front of your ex-wife, who that's you not cheated on.
No, that's his current wife.
That's his current wife and the mother of his children.
And I whoop.
Exactly.
And she, after he said that, she said, I want a divorce.
Yep.
And I, for some reason, I thought they been got separated and been.
She's not in the house. Like, they're not living together. They're estranged. Estranged. But I don't think like actually separated.
Yeah, because we was talking about that. Like I remember Ghost having the papers a while ago, like some seasons ago,
and it never happened.
When they went to kill Lobos, he had the papers then, and she discovered them in his bag at that point in time. But I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, I think because I think she didn't want a divorce at that time. I think she was still trying to work it out. And when she saw the paper, she was like, damn, shit getting real. And then, you know, her her nosy ass mama always always said, yo ass need to get some money on the side so you can leave this nigga or you gonna stay with his ass. I stay with, like, you know what I'm saying? Giving bad advice that, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, moms give. But, Ghost was just like, the whole episode, he was distraught. Like,
am I supposed to feel sorry for him? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She dead. That's what happened when niggas be around you. They dead.
But did anybody else feel like it wasn't really real? Like, I...
What?
That she was
dead? That she was dead. Like,
nah, I felt like she was dead.
It wasn't until the very, very, very end, I think, when we were watching the credits roll that I felt like, oh, this shit is real.
Well, no, what I felt was more of like, oh, I realized that I don't need her for the show to continue. It was like, I'm cool with how they ended her arc. Like, it made sense. Like, she was going to go out protecting Ghost because, in a sense, she came in protecting Ghost. So it was just like, okay, I'm cool with moving on. If they did it like this, this makes sense.
Yeah, it made sense. But there was still just a part of me that was like, okay, well, what if this is just like a...
That was like a dream sequence?
Yeah, no, like not really a dream sequence, but more so like, we're going to pretend like she's dead to kind of...
Oh, like a fake out.
Yeah, like... So, I don't know. But that was just me.
I don't know. I think with her death, it makes the plot even more richer, at least essentially on paper, because now that she's dead and Ghost, the last thing he saw was Tommy with the gun and, like, smiling as he ran away. It was like, that's how, when Ghost was out the hospital, of course he was distraught, but then all of a sudden you see his face focus and get angry, like, I know why she's dead. Let me go get that nigga.
I think, you know what's interesting? I think from the beginning of this show that Ghost is always dealt with multiple angles being thrown at him. And I think all this first episode did was just throw even more angles at him. Because think about it. Now they're going to try to get him on Angela's death, right? They're going to try to get him on Craig. What's his name? Is it Craig? Yeah, Craig.
Craig?
Yeah.
Who's Craig?
Craig?
Who's the one that she was dating?
Oh, Greg. Greg Knox.
His death is on Mike. They already got that.
They did. I'm tripping. But I don't know, man. I just feel like he always deals with so many different angles of pressure. And it's just like it's even more now because obviously the new head boss, he's going straight at him and he's listening to Cooper Sack. So it's like even though I thought like he would have kind of been out of there with Tamika and them, he wasn't and them. Well, like he's still around.
It's unfortunate they kicked the black woman out of her position. But at the same time, her office was fucking up. Like she lost two officers though. Like in a big ass case. You know what I'm saying? And it got to the point where like is the case is so close to them, they losing their friends and colleagues, mm-hmm. and it's like, all right, you know what? That's what she even said. Like, this office itself is mm-hmm. dangerous. Like, yeah. like, I feel like I'm in the streets. Mm-hmm. So, like, when she got fired, like, of course she's pissed, but at the same time, I think she was just like, you know,
she relieved. Yeah. I'm gonna get this unemployment yeah. check. I'm gonna get Gucci. This check.
And then they brought in a white man, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Paint clean it up.
Paint lipped and all, you know uh-huh. what I'm saying? And he going, and I won't say that he's listening to Sax. I think he's just ready to clean up, clean house. Like, because he was about to offer Sax his pink papers too.
Yeah, but
until he said, like, I know mm-hmm. who the leak is.
Yeah, but he's taking a big risk by even yeah. listening to Sax. Because look, when they kind of get rid of head honcho, you know what I'm saying? The rest of the people going to go. And as the head honcho, you got to clean up. You damn near got to, like, let this almost, like, subside. You know what I'm saying? Before you actually go for the jugular. But he's right back in it.
But he's part of that old regime. So if more bullshit falls on his head, that's good for him.
But like, here's to get the thing. That off I of feel him. Like he's getting manipulated very early into the role, too. Like, he got Sax in his ear, and he got the other shorty in his ear, too.
The sergeant.
Yeah, the sergeant. You know what I'm saying? So it's like already that you're building a whole task force, bro. You don't, like, you're not even acclimated to the role, dog. You're second day in.
But they lost the eight. Yeah. They lost the federal that's agent. You know deal. What I'm saying? Awesome. And we don't know what the fuck happened, because the only nigga that was there, who's a supposedly Ghost. Drug lord kingpin, yeah. he's saying, I didn't kill her, somebody else did.
But I don't yeah. know who.
But I don't know who.
You know what I thought was interesting too? Like, they didn't take no samples of him. You know what I'm saying? Because typically, if they think that you were the one, they're going to take some, like, gunpowder residue off of you and test for all of that type of stuff. They didn't do none of that. They barely questioned him.
Voluntarily?
Well, no, but I'm talking about even, like, when they picked him up. Or when he went to the hospital, right? And then he was talking. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't run nothing. And we're, you know, obviously, we watch one episode, but that obviously covers, like, at least a week or two mm-hmm. weeks in their world, yeah. right? So, you know, time has passed. And even though he went in voluntarily, like, they still haven't checked him. So, like I don't know if they're really doing their due diligence to really try to find who the shooter is. I think they're just assuming it is him. But I think once they do the autopsy, they'll figure out that it wasn't a close-range shot. So, that has to rule him out.
Shell Toes, talk to me about Tariq.
Man, Tariq. I mean, this kid is never going to, I guess, make a decision that's going to make everybody happy, because I feel like, I think he probably first turned when Ghost met Angela and they went through that whole mm-hmm. turmoil, and he started really acting out at that point. My hopes for him is that he's going to somehow come around and be loyal to his family, but I kind of just don't see that happening. Like, this kid just, I really, if I ran into him on the streets, I would want to strangle him. Like, he frustrates me so bad. But at the same time, it's like, what do you expect from a young man who witnesses his father doing these things? He's been lied to all of his life, mm-hmm. not just by his father, but by his mother and everybody surrounding him.
And just most recently, like, just on the phone right now with Ghost, he knew that Tommy did it. Tommy told him. And what did Ghost do? Lie to him.
Lied.
Well, I think what's interesting when you talk about the way he was raised, and he's got the worst traits of his mom and his dad.
Yeah.
Like, with his dad, he manipulates people. He knows how to talk his way around things or how to play dumb. You don't
tell the whole story.
Tell the whole story. Mm-hmm. And with his mom, it's more of playing both sides. Like, mm-hmm. he can go into any room and nobody's gonna touch him, and he knows that.
You can't read him. You mm-hmm. don't quite know what's going on in his head. And right. I think the difference between, and I think that, yeah, I do think that they're gonna set him up to kind of take over almost. But I think the difference between him and Ghost is he don't have the emotion that Ghost has. And I think he got that from Kanan. Like, he just doesn't have that. Like, Ghost gets emotionally attached and reacts. Even though he's calculated and manipulative, like, he works out of emotion. Like, he worked out of the emotion that he had for Angela. And, like, even mm-hmm. with the way he's going after Tommy, like, that's an emotional reaction. Tariq ain't like that. So I think that's why he's gonna be set up to be almost like a bigger situation than Ghost is, because it's almost like he lacks the weaknesses that Ghost has.
He's a little baby psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, does Tommy have a reason? Or did Tommy even have a reason not to kill Ghost the first time they fought?
You know what? All I know is when they were fighting in the beginning of this show, I was like, okay, yeah, they're going to be homies again.
I thought the same
thing. They're going to be homeless again.
That fight scene was just so corny.
It was weird.
It's coming. It was but corny. If not now, they couldn't do it that soon.
I thought they were, and I think if they had, it would have been dope. I thought Tommy was going to be dead this episode. It was a couple of times I was like, oh, they finna kill him, and they didn't.
Nah, I think they're going to repair their relationship. They both have losses.
Do you?
I do. They were. It just felt like they were talking it out, exactly. Rolling on the floor.
Yeah. Exactly.
You killed my girl. You killed me. You made me kill my dad. Yeah, but. And then we're like, all right, man.
Like, who talks that much in a fight? Like, we watched the show. You watched the
brothers.
Punisher. You watched
brothers.
Listen.
That is true.
You watched the show.
That is so true.
Brothers.
No, listen. You watched the show, The Punisher. On Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was cool with dude too, mm-hmm. until he fucked him over. Then once he fucked him over, once he saw his ass, he's on site. He was dead. No question, no words. We don't need that. No conversation.
But that was different. They met professionally. Like, these guys grew up together. Like, there is a difference in that.
I will say I was a little shocked that he took that car out the way he did, thinking that Tommy was in there.
Yeah.
I was like, really like that, though? Like, you didn't.
But he reacts like that, very emotionally. Yeah.
Right. He does, but damn. Mm-hmm.
It's still raw.
He emptied a clip.
But yeah, it's still so raw. Like, he's having flashbacks of her and stuff like that. So
it's raw for Tommy too. He just popped.
Yeah, but Tommy don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Tommy done moved on, bro.
He has.
Yeah,
he
Tommy
really
don't
has.
Care.
He back on business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how he handled Buddy? Oh, you want to talk some shit, huh? Oh, you don't think this is real, huh? Bang, bang. Say something now. And you better and keep your name
that
out
was
my
a
mouth.
Slightly emotional reaction.
I would have killed the other dude too, to be honest. I wouldn't trust the whole situation.
But here's the thing. But now you have to explain the death of two people, and the last time that they gang knew that where they were was with you.
And where to get out now?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Tommy's not a motherfucker to be.
But the way it's just, I don't like to force someone to be loyal to me, because that's
part of the game.
That's a snake. That's a baby snake.
But that's part of the game, though. Like because, like, look, all these gangster movies and stuff, what do they always say? I'd rather be respected or feared than loved. Because respect and fear, you're going to do exactly what I need you to do.
And if that
no
guy was a
asked.
Real threat, he would have took him out. But he don't look like he a threat to anybody.
Not at all. Mm-hmm.
We just ain't just because his haircut. Because he got the little millennial hairdo. That's why. Like, I don't know. I just think the way, like, it was just, at this point.
You think he's going to be a problem later.
Yeah, of course. The way he looked and responded, I'm like, okay, they setting him up to be somebody in episode 6 or 7. Like, it was just like, that's why it was like an old boy episode. I was just like, all right, man.
Yeah.
We needed 5 more hours of this drawn out drama. Like, it's really like that scene with Tommy and Tariq and on the rooftop.
Tariq on my goddamn nerves.
He sprinkled so that shenanigans on the blunt. Like, come on.
Who was that?
That was Kanan's ashes.
Kanan's ashes.
I figure, yeah. But.
Hey, look, we all saw that high.
You going to pour his ashes over the Brooklyn Bridge? Like, come on.
I ain't smoking no other nigga.
That's for damn sure. That's why Tariq said, "You cool? I'm cool on that blunt." Keep that. You can have that.
But, you know, this episode just reminded me of how, like, how I don't really think this is a good show.
Really?
What? Oh yeah, I don't. Power is not a good show.
It's not ending well. I can. I'm,
whoa! This is not Game of Thrones.
That's what I was about to say.
Mr. Disrespect, you are being disrespectful right now.
Did you see how many times I moved in my seat watching that show? Because I moved every corny line. Every corny line I heard that was moved.
But we kind of know that.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of why.
Nah, but this was like.
You should be expecting.
This was supposed to be like a dramatic scene.
And how was it not?
Power has never delivered on anything like that.
Drama?
It's been better.
It has been better. I will say that watching this episode, it was just. It was just cheesy. Like,
yeah, it was some cringy moments.
It was very cheesy in the writing, in the whole execution of everything.
Lala was really bad.
She don't never
no,
be
but,
good.
No, I'm not saying that she has ever been, but this was the worst.
Tommy, what are you doing?
This was very bad for her.
Yeah. Tommy, where awful. You going? Yeah. It's just like, damn, like, she don't never know what's going on. She like that one. You ever have a friend or somebody that don't never know what's going on? They the last person you would ask for anything? Because you like, I know more than you.
And Cash, my God, they need to not show him.
No. Never again.
I was
saying,
ever.
Was horrendous.
I was like, you wait six seasons and that's what you cast. Right. Like, you could, like, really?
Right.
Damn, Mama, all I wanted was
could have got her real son for that.
I almost expected that. Yep. I really did.
Nah, they put Cayenne in this. It's not.
Get out my purse. Get out my purse.
That would have been bad.
She was annoying. She was annoying. I mean, yeah.
They probably did give Cayenne the script and he was like, hell nah. Don't get this. You can get this to somebody else. This bullshit.
Yeah, she, I mean, I love her in real life and all her other endeavors, but to me, she's always fallen flat and has been very out of place in this show.
And they keep making you look at her ass too. I was like, all right.
She done put enough in it.
Doom.
That's what it's for. To look at, I guess.
Respect Miss Mello. All right, come on, man. We
got is she still? That's another show.
They may be having a ghost Tasha relationship. Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
But I think, you know, knowing that there's going to be 14 more episodes, like, one of the little notes I jotted down is they're going to get close. They're going to get really close.
Ooh. Tasha and Ghost?
Sax and that whole unit that they're about to put together.
That task force.
They're going to get close to getting them?
Yeah.
You think they're going to get somebody?
I don't know. And that's what I was saying with all of the angles that Ghost has to deal with, because obviously now they're going to have a whole task force, right? Tasha doesn't give a damn if Ghost dies. Tommy's trying to kill Ghost. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like he don't have nobody. He don't even got his own son on his
side. It's Ghost against the world.
It's Ghost against the world.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that they've done a good job over six seasons removing, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Every out he has. He literally has no more outs, because now even the plug, Tommy's plug, now wants this guy dead.
Yeah.
We don't even know who he killed, but obviously is a guy in his crew. Mm-hmm. And he ain't gonna let that go lightly. And we already know that, you know, by the little previews of the next episode, he gonna get his hands on Ghost. So, you know, how does he talk his way out of that?
I think Ghost Code went to him. I think Ghost, because Ghost at this point, like you said, he has nobody. So you know what they say, if you can't beat him, you join him. So let me address this shit at the door. I address this shit at the door with the cops. Let me do it with the plug. Hey, bro, I'm coming just to kill Tommy. We ain't got no issues with you. We can still do business.
But he don't want... No.
He's never wanted to do business with Ghost. He always thought he was a problem.
Yeah, he always has. That's why Ghost has to come to him and make sure, take that bad image out of his head.
Hmm.
And maybe Ghost ends up doing some work for him.
You know, in that, I thought it was very interesting when Tommy came back to pick up the shipment. And he was like, yeah, you know, we trust each other, right? And it was like, damn, bro, if we really trusted me, you would have just took that check and gave me the merchandise, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, obviously, we can't take this man at his word.
The white dude likes Tommy. Like, he wants...
To a certain degree.
I think he likes Tommy, but Tommy keeps on putting himself into bad situations to where he always has to question
him. Because Tommy don't take care of business
exactly.
The way...
His house is not in order.
Exactly.
And it won't ever be in order, because that's not how he is.
Exactly, because he's not calculated. We talked about that in the last episode.
But he always ends up getting him the money.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the
he's
day...
He's at the end of the day type nigga.
Yeah, he brings
nigga.
The bag. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just sloppy the way you do it. But I think he thinks it's sloppy because of the relationship with Ghost.
Exactly. But it's just sloppy because of Tommy.
So how you think that's going to pan out? Is he going to be like, shit?
I don't want a part two where Tommy and Ghost, they reunite to get rid of the plug again. Like, how many times we going to get that? You know what I'm saying? They can't play the script that way this time. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they maneuver around that. Because I think at this point, it is divide and conquer. Like, I was talking about the divorce, right? Like, that's going to... That's going to alleviate Ghost and Tasha from their marital privilege. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's a wedge that they're going to be able to drive. I think that this time again with the plug, like, you can't get Tommy and Ghost on the same side to get rid of the plug. I just think that it's too redundant. So I don't know how they're going to write this out. And I know you said it's an old boy episode, and I don't know, you know, the temperature in the room about this episode isn't that hot, but I think that they have a lot to work with.
No, they got a lot to work with, but they're going to make us work
forward.
Of course. Yeah. But that's the reason why you give us 15 episodes.
But damn, 15.
You gotta have a little bit of setup. You gotta have a little bit of setup. Now, the problem would be if they have a whole bunch of filler going forward.
100.
Like, if they're gonna have to break it up with somebody's gotta die fairly quickly.
But it was just like this episode, what I took away with, like, I like when episodes, as I progress through the season, I learn something new. Like, with this episode, did I really learn anything new that I didn't know from the season finale of the last season? Like, Angela getting shot in the chest, like, of course, we all expected her to die or not be that surprised that she's dead.
So let me ask
outside
you,
of that, what else is really new?
So like Nate said, did you anticipate Ghost really emptying that semi-automatic clip into the Mustang?
I knew Ghost was going to be versus Tommy this season.
But in the first episode like that, because literally if Tommy was driving that, Tommy would have been done right now. I didn't anticipate and I know, Ghost letting I know
we
it go got like that.
Cognac on the table, but if was a fifth, I mean, we already drinking, my nigga. So it's just like he didn't die, but it's still Ghost versus Tommy. Like,
but let you know how serious he is.
I knew it was serious when he shot Angie. Nah, did we not know how serious it was when he shot Angie?
We didn't know. To that point, like you said earlier, he emptied the clip.
I would have during that first interaction when they interacted and when they got into the fight and was rolling around on the floor. I would have expected it more than if it was just an on-site type thing. Mm-hmm. So given the fact that they did all of that and they did all that run, you killed my girl and you made me kill my, and did all of that, and then Tyreek broke it up, I think you anticipated them to, they're like Ken said, they're gonna get back together. Yeah. So I really was a little surprised that he went after the Mustang the way that he did. Like, mm-hmm.
I wasn't like when Tommy had to kill his dad and he found out all about that shit. Throughout the episode, he kept bringing up that shit to different people. He brought up to Tasha off rip saying, that Ghost made me kill my daddy and I'm pissed and that's some shit I can't forget. He brought that shit up to Tariq talking about some, if anything bad happened to your daddy, how would you feel? Because I'm about to kill the nigga regardless, nigga. It's just like he's ready to, like, he was talking about doing some serious
business.
But Ghost
business. Wasn't.
Ghost had nobody else to talk to. We
and
just
Ghost
talked about.
Ghost rarely talks about what he gonna do. He just gonna do it.
My
he
thing does. Is, I anticipated this is the final season. I anticipated one of them to take each other out because that's
in
the way
first
they
episode.
Exactly.
No, not the first episode, but in the season. I knew nobody was gonna die. I'm saying like, okay, oh, it's fine. I guess y'all were surprised
we didn't
the fact
see
that
Dre did we?
Nope.
No.
Not yet.
He's in federal custody, right?
Yeah, he's in witness protection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fine that y'all were surprised by him attacking him the way he did. But my thing is, I'm about results. Like, you know what I'm saying? You talked about Tommy. At the end of the day, he got the money. At the end of the day, unless somebody's dead and I see them dead, it don't really matter that interaction. Just like they just fought.
Really?
Like. If like him trying to shoot Tommy is just like, okay, but did he shoot Tommy? No. All right, cool.
He thought he
Tommy
did.
Trying to shoot Ghost. Did he kill Ghost? No, he killed Angie. Okay, cool. It's just like, all right, like if they not really, how many times do we have to see them try to kill each other before it's like, all right, you playing chicken with me?
But that's been all five seasons.
Exactly. So like that's
he's
why
over. He's ready.
I'm over. I'm ready for it to
shit,
end.
Nigga,
like I'm ready for it.
Then don't watch anymore. That shit ain't gonna happen. That shit ain't gonna happen. And Tasha got on my damn nerves sitting there calling that dude over and over again.
Y'all talked about her not really giving a fuck about
him. I don't think
him.
She gives. I think that she, it was a level of care there, but I don't think it was love on her part as much as it was that was her out from Ghost.
Yeah.
Like she told her dad, she said, or her mom, I thought I had a plan, but Ghost got rid of his ass.
Right.
Okay. So I just think it was more like she saw a dude who was really into her. She could deal with it. And he was a way for her to get out of her situation.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, I was just sitting there thinking. I was like, I didn't think she really cared for him that way.
I know she says she loved him and all that she kind of stuff, but I don't. It's not
but
like
it,
she loved
I,
him.
But I think that was more to get at Ghost.
Yeah, it was a dig.
That was more to get at Ghost because Ghost said, I lost the woman he loved, and she knows that. She knows that.
So fucked up. I would have slapped the dog shit out of his
foot all up in his.
You don't like Ghost either?
Nobody likes Ghost.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, that was just.
That's disrespectful, man.
That's just disrespectful.
That's all. I like Ghost, man.
That's common sense, like. Shit that you just don't say out loud.
Ghost don't give a fuck though.
No, he don't.
No, he really
he
don't.
Do.
No, he don't.
Actually,
bro.
No, you know what? He don't. He
don't
a,
anymore.
He's an ain't
selfish.
Shit nigga.
He's self-serving.
He yep. ain't shit nigga.
He a dog ass nigga.
He
I mean,
ain't shit
I
nigga.
Said it in the recap. I'ma say it yeah. again.
He's
this
a
prime. Ain't shit.
He's a purebred fuckboy. But at the same time, he's an intelligent man. That, you know what I'm saying? He knows how to work people.
Yeah,
he knows
how to
manipulate.
Most dog so ass niggas can.
Right.
But I was, that's how they got to be where they at.
He's a narcissist.
All right, I turned this into an episode.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, I would think that he was still, because of how much he needs Tasha literally in every season, you would think that he would be like, all right, let me at least butter it up
he
for her.
He thinks he has her in his pocket. Because, like, even when she said, I want a divorce, he looked like, bitch, what? Like, what the fuck you think? You just told me you lost the woman that you love and I'm supposed to be like.
But she's always been down.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I think he just thinks he has her in his pocket and he's not going anywhere.
Well, here's the thing. So with the marriage. with the marital privilege, it works both ways. Spousal privilege. I'm sorry. So like, it works both ways. So he's kind of looking at her like, "Bitch, you want to do this now?" Mm. Because shit, if they take a trial, like they.
No, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that because think about how he killed Silver. He killed Silver because he got pissed because he had to watch that nigga fuck his wife.
No, here's how it'll play out. It's more of. You know how you when you're married, you can't testify against someone
that's
else?
What that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that's going to play.
That's what
yeah,
I've
that
saying.
Very well may play, but I do think that there's a certain level of him that still feels like you're my wife and
oh,
you
no,
should
of course,
never go
of course,
nowhere.
Of course, 100%.
Well, yeah. I'm not involving even wife. Just like you, yeah. My baby mama. Like you can't go against. Yeah,
nah,
like,
nah, nah.
What about
not,
the kids?
It's not
fuck
even that.
That.
Nah, because he brought up the kids. Did he not? He was like, "What about the kids? You gonna let them kill me?" Like,
what about they ass? I can't do nothing about that.
She gonna be like, "When the last time you seen Yaz? When you hold her?"
Where's the baby been at for the last?
She ain't baby. She a toddler at least.
After seeing Cash, didn't you? Leave it with that baby where
she been hanging.
Don't
she
let her have no speaking lines. Mm-mm. Just let her sit there. That little nigga.
So what about Proctor and how he's always caught in the middle of this shit?
Yeah, man. He a G.
Proctor a good dude.
He mm-hmm. a G.
He a good dude. He ain't got no blood on his hand, I don't think.
He's an accessory.
He's a whole bunch of it.
But here's the thing. He know how to play the system. He know how to play the game. He been playing the game. You know what I'm saying? And he knows that there's a certain level. There's certain things about Ghost that he knows is true. Like, when he looked at Ghost, he knew, damn, bro, you didn't kill Tasha. Yeah. I mean, you didn't kill Angie. Like, he knew that.
He knew that off rip.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghost is so good at lying, boy.
Is he though?
Yes, he is.
He is, except not to Tasha. Because why I was like, yo, actually, that's your wife, bro. You can't,
no,
like, you can't
actually,
say that shit.
I think he is a horrible liar. Because every time he lies, he takes a breath. Like, he takes a breath, like, okay, here, I gotta lie real quick. No. Or like, yes, someone else. It's like, nah, nigga. Like,
I mean,
he just does it with a stale face.
So on the quality of how he does the lies, you know, we can differ there. But the fact that he just don't give a fuck about lying.
Yeah,
it's just off rip. Mm-hmm. It's sociopathic.
It's more about survival. Because who can he tell the truth to at this point who don't want to see him
he's
dead
had so
or
many
in jail?
Opportunities to tell the truth. He's
to who?
Lied.
But yeah, no, but he can't tell the truth.
In all five seasons, there's been a moment.
Who can he tell the truth?
I can't give you an example.
No, I'm just saying, like, the only one he could was Angie. And she's dead
now. He should have told the truth from episode one, and we wouldn't have had no motherfucking season. All he needed to do was he needed to tell Tasha, "I'm doing this club. You either in or you out. Leave her the fuck alone. Tell Tommy, I'm getting out of this life. I'm not doing this. This is all yours. You either in or you out, because I'm the fuck out." And then we wouldn't have no issues here, and he go be with Angela, and everything would be hunky-dory. But that's not what he did.
That's a short film that you just
made. Exactly. Because he didn't do that, we got all this bullshit that we dealing with for 5-6 episodes for seasons. He just don't want to be honest with what it is. He wants everybody to fall in line so it can mm-hmm. go the way he wants it mm-hmm. to go, and then it don't, and it's fucked up, and you mm-hmm. got all these other repercussions, and it's like that. You tell one lie, you got to tell another.
He never tells the truth, ever.
What?
And it
lying
is
lying ass no nigga, way. Lying ass niggas.
He talk. Does he tell Proctor? I think he's the
nah, bro.
Nah, I'm saying to everybody. No, I'm saying even like, Proctor has half truths.
Yeah,
he has the most truths.
That's what I'm saying.
But he has half truths.
And that's his lawyer. You got to tell your lawyer shit, like
to a certain point. But yeah,
which is what he tells him.
Oh yeah, because Proctor be like, "Nigga, don't tell me shit, so I ain't lying."
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing.
This episode was. I'm trying to think what else went on.
Well, we didn't see Dre.
Didn't see Dre. We didn't see. Is the Jimenez? Is that still the plot?
So
line?
There. So yeah.
Alicia's still alive, but she's
in custody, right?
Yeah,
she's
right. And remember, dude told Tommy that he wants her dead, and he was like, "But she locked up." He was like, "Okay, and
right."
Yeah. So he's got to figure out a way to kill her in prison.
Who was that lady that walked in at the end?
The Hispanic lady?
Yeah.
She's a sergeant that worked. Yeah. She was working on the case of
when Ray got shot, and she walked into the building
and saw Angela
mm-hmm. investigating. So from then on, she investigated Angela because she was like, why is a federal agent at the scene mm-hmm. of a...
Why is mm-hmm. a federal agent trying to... Because Angie was trying to cover up this whole shit the whole time.
Yeah, she was on the...
Okay.
Raina.
Yeah, I don't remember her at all.
So I did have a question that I wrote down. Did Tommy find his Tasha?
I've thought that the entire season. I think he thinks he has.
Mm-hmm. No.
I think he likes the fact that he's always testing her. Cause like he would say certain things like, all right, this is where you can get out if you want to, mm-hmm. and she keeps letting, like, nah, I'm cool, I'll stay, yeah. and he keeps doing that as the like, and that's why he'll tell her some more and more truths, cause Tommy really wants to confide in somebody.
He did.
I don't think. I think about it.
No, but think about it. Tommy don't really love Keisha like that.
No.
The same way Ghost didn't really love Tasha like that. He just dealt with her because he was really in love with Angela. The same way Tommy was really in love with Holly. Like, this is just a bitch who's going to help him get where he needs to go, the way Tasha kept the books for Ghost and got him where he needed to go. So it's just a relationship that works for the life that you're in, and this bitch is just gullible to go along with it. The difference is that Keisha don't really realize what she's getting into. Tasha did. Tasha was very well aware, and she was like, not only do I know what I'm getting into, this how you need to do it, nigga. And so I think he thinks he has.
But with Tasha, she didn't expect for it to hit home. Like, she never expect all this shit to hit on.
She,
like,
thought when she was going to be loyal.
When she lost Ghost, and when she lost Raina, it was like, this lifestyle fucked me over. Yeah. It's too much. Like, I didn't think I was going
to
pay this
much
cost.
What they never think is going to lead to the results. But they all, in the beginning, make a choice to...
But they all thought they were smarter than the game. Mm-hmm. And they all realized they're getting played by it.
Tasha didn't want him to get out, remember?
Nah, she never did.
She never wanted him to get out.
Because she wanted that life. Like, that was the life that she wanted.
And the best goddamn drug dealer.
Yeah.
And we could put some little blame on her for that.
Well, leave it to her. The reason why all this happened is because Ghost was trying to get out.
Exactly.
Like, if he would have never made the decision to try and get into the club business, she probably feels like they'd still be, Raina would still be alive. Everything would still be good. Right. You wouldn't have never fucked with that bitch, and we'd still be happily married, and everything be peaches and butterflies.
I think that's what she said in the like.
She might have.
On.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, but watching it, like, it really made me feel everything that Naomi was saying, because I picked up on those parallels as well. Like, it's more convenient for the lifestyle than actually a relationship built on love. It's more of a relationship somewhat built on trust.
Survival.
You know, and I think you also touched on it, Nick, where, you know, Tommy keeps kind of testing her, like giving her a little bit. Okay, are you sure? Are you sure? And she keeps coming, so... This is gonna be his version of Tasha.
But he almost has no choice, though. Like, he's almost giving her. It's not like a test to just like.
But he's not manipulating her the way Ghost manipulates Tasha. Mm-hmm.
He gives her options.
He's honest with her. Actually,
yeah, he gives her options. He's like, "Can you do this gun shit for me?" She was like, and he was like, "Are you sure?" And she was like, "Yeah, I'll take it." He was like, "Oh, can you be a part? Like, can you testify? I'll do this and all that for Tasha, so we can get the shit off for Tariq." She's like, "All right, I'll do it for you." It's like, it gets to a point like,
"Oh, she'll do whatever."
Yeah, it's like he gonna keep riding that ride until somebody tell him to stop.
Exactly. Or you know, some get jammed up with her, because we already know that she kind of clam up when it comes to that son of hers.
Well, I think
I'm just saying, like, we've seen it in seasons past. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think she's going to jail for this. Yeah, I don't think she's that ride or die. Like,
I don't think nobody wants her to testify at all. I think everybody. That's why everybody.
Oh,
like,
they're gonna kill her.
I was about to say, Keisha gotta die. Keisha gonna die.
She probably.
You gonna raise cash then?
Too stupid.
Tommy.
He ain't been around for what, 6 seasons now.
His play cousin. Hell nah. Well, yeah, that Tariq is just, man.
He could have done without that.
That nigga need to go.
So there's something else that I picked up on too.
In school, that shit was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of all the things to say to this nigga,
it's a parent thing to say.
Yep. That's the part, nigga. You not where you supposed to be. How you end up here?
Yep.
That's the last thing I'm asking that nigga.
What's the first
thing?
But
you don't have a kid, though.
Nah, so. I'm saying,
you in boarding school. You know how much I pay? Nigga, go.
Yeah, exactly.
If anything, off-site, I'm beating his ass for all the other shit that he did in past seasons. Because that motherfucker been... He cost me Dre multiple times. This motherfucker killed the officer that I was just about to kill 10 minutes later. It's just like, nigga, you've been fucking up this whole time. Your ass need to stay at home.
But then even Tasha letting him go off for like that hour. Like,
yeah, Tasha was talking about something. Like, you just found the nigga because he's been evading you. And then you let him go off for an hour to do some bullshit.
Oh.
What he did say was with Uncle Tommy.
But
Tasha has big
loyalty.
But she
also know he alive. So.
Right. True. He can't be trusted.
But he like his daddy.
Yeah, man.
My father likes him.
But that's, you know, that that's her son. You know, there's something else that I picked up on it on this episode too. I think Angela's sister is gonna feel salty when the autopsy comes back that it wasn't Jamie. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know what is gonna happen, but something's gonna happen that she's gonna sabotage something, or she's gonna try to take something into her own hands.
I don't think she care. I don't think she care if it comes back saying negative or not. She want Ghost to go down.
Oh, she want Ghost to go down, yeah. But she want him to be responsible for Angela's killing.
Exactly. He has to be guilty.
She was going to blame him somehow, some way anyway.
I mean, yeah, technically he is.
Yeah, he is to blame.
Of course. He is to blame, but
he didn't pull the trigger.
Right. Exactly. And at the end of the day, that gives him enough probable cause to or plausible deniability. You know what I'm saying? So she has to accept that, and I don't think she is. I think because she's already a little bit off the rocker, and she was already on the fence about Jamie, right? So she always advised.
Not on the fence. That she's been, she like been talking shit about.
She
never
like. She was a whole ass grown ass woman. Like she chose to.
But that's not the nigga that you want your sister to be dating.
Exactly. But it's like,
they never have, even when they were teenagers. Mm-hmm.
Jamie was to blame, but how much accountability do you have to give to Angela?
No, and she doesn't absolve her. You know, like
but she's dead. She can't yell exactly. At her.
She made you know a good point. She kept giving her like jeopardizing her life for him on multiple mm-hmm. occasions because mm-hmm. she loved him, and she knew it was because she loved him, but she knew that he wasn't gonna reciprocate that.
No, I think she didn't know that. She knew that it was gonna end badly. I don't think she give a fuck that he loved her. I think she just was mm-hmm. pissed that he was a bad influence mm-hmm. and was gonna lead her down a life of darkness and end up turning out to be her.
Either way,
dead.
Right? Like, because remember when what season was that when Ghost told Angela that it was the plan for her to miss that train? Like, you was just watching it the other day. I don't remember what season that was.
Two, probably one or two.
Possibly. But either way, like, Ghost told Angela, like, it was his plan to make her miss that train that got her to college.
Yeah, I think it was season one.
You know what I'm saying? So, it, like, He's
always been manipulative.
He always has.
Always been a dog.
He learned it from Kanan.
Jesus.
Nah, I don't know if he learned it from Kanan.
He's saying that's something that's born in you. He's saying that's nurture. That's nature, not nurture.
Yeah.
But it feels like they all kind of know that. Even if he didn't kill, like, because I think the black cop said, it was like, yeah, you didn't kill her. You loved her too much, but you know who did. It's like they're trying to say, like, okay, so maybe you didn't do it, but you know who did it. Why don't you just tell us that?
That black cop is one of the most useless cops on the show.
Is.
He's just he's literally the angry black cop.
He's
like, man, and he wore a Howard hoodie. I'm like, all right, bro.
I was like, well, I was so mad at that.
You can take that crew neck off. You ain't been donating since '98.
Really?
Like, come on. Like, he always getting chewed out by one of his co-workers.
Right, like, what executive in the show?
Out of everybody, it was Sax coming at his ass, talking about some, you let her out. Like, and his dumb ass talking about some, bro, I thought she went to sleep.
And all of a sudden, he really pissed and hurt and emotional over her being dead.
He come into the room like he the captain of the motherfuckers.
But he's always been a roller coaster, though. Like, every time Like, when he kind of flipped on Angela, like, first he was pro-Angela, then he was anti-Angela, now he's pro-Angela again.
And then when he was on, when he testified against Ghost and how Ghost got, somebody got him angry and he started yelling and cussing at them.
Yeah,
He just been, he the first nigga that should have been fired. Not the lady who's about to sing a motherfucking church hymn. Like, she, that motherfucker, they got her off the paint quick, though. I'm sorry about her.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, man, I think there's a lot. There's a lot here. And I think it'll be interesting how the writers tie all of these subsequent plots, these parallel plots, all of this stuff that's kind of all of these daggers that are aiming at Ghost. Like, which one is going to hit him? You know what I'm saying? I think that's the mm-hmm. biggest thing. Like, which one's going to hit him first? Because, again, the plug, Tommy, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people after him, man.
And I hope he get through this shit.
You want to see the bad guy win?
I do, man. I do.
I do like seeing shit not end in a happy ending or like in redemption. Like,
but how happy would it be if he literally loses everybody?
Mm.
Like, maybe he's alive, but locked up, but he loses everything. Everybody.
We've seen him locked up. I ain't like locked up Ghost.
Yeah, locked up Ghost. All he had was, he just needed a haircut. That's all it was. It was the same Ghost. Nigga was just orange is a new black ass nigga. Like,
I want to see him manipulate through all of this.
Yeah.
And I want to see how he gets through it all.
I want to see how far he can get by himself.
I think Mike might have been on to something. I think he's not going to get past Tyreek.
I felt that too. Mm-hmm. Tariq, it felt like his presence was bigger.
And you heard what Tariq said. He was like,
I gotta play nice.
He said, yeah. The white dude was like, yeah, I thought you hated your pops. He's like, nah, nigga, I'm just playing the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
can. And that's crazy, like how he can turn his emotions.
That's crazy how your damn kid could turn on you. Look, listen. Kendall, Miles.
Right. Try that shit if you want to.
He goes, hey, the next time.
I just want to let y'all know on record, don't even think about that shit.
All right, then he'll be like, stop putting me on IG cutting the grass there, nigga. All right. If you start it, you finish.
Captain's log.
Tariq is a hard one to call. So I think Tariq might actually be his downfall.
Yeah.
Any predictions for? I know we saw the forecast. Know what,
Tariq is pretty cold at line. And,
yeah, he's better. He's better than all of
them. You're right.
Because like you said, like he's. I don't know if this is him being a bad actor or a good actor. Because
you can't read his face.
Like Mike
and
said.
And Ghost does the same thing, too.
He tries, but Tariq does it better.
At least Ghost, you know, when he's in mourning or, like, when he's, you know, serious. With Tariq, he always got that scrunched up face.
We've never seen him
emotional. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Yeah. That whole car ride with Tasha, he was just scrunched up face, like, asking her random-ass questions, like.
But, I mean, he's got the, like you said, the worst of Tasha,
mm-hmm.
Ghost, but then, and Kanan.
Yeah,
and Dre, like he's got it all. So
he's pulled from everybody.
Yeah, he's pulled from everybody. So he's the perfect disaster.
Perfect storm.
Yeah, perfect
storm. Nigga like Steve Kerr over there. Okay. Learn from all the greats. Goddamn.
Yeah.
So predictions, like what's going on? I know we watched a little clip of the next episode.
Well, obviously, I think the plug is gonna get his hands on Ghost somehow, some way. Just because, you know, he violated his crew, man. You know, you can't be doing that type stuff. So obviously we kind of saw that, but I don't know. I think I'll know a little bit more. I think I'll be able to kind of see more of where they want to go after like maybe two or three. They didn't give us enough in the first.
I think Tasha's gonna end up trying to get her own money, because I think that conversation with her mama, even though she's had plenty of conversations with her mama on the same subject, it seemed like that's the only lines they give the mama. Is to talk about how she ain't shit and how she didn't get her own thing. So, I think Tasha's really gonna actually, like, you know.
But she's, go ahead.
Like, start her own her own drug little business, like, to get some money coming in.
Nah.
Or get something on her own.
Nah, it's too much heat, bro. Like she's really dealing
with
it.
It's too much
that.
Heat on him, not her.
If she does,
bro,
it'll be
Terry
through
Silver,
Tariq.
Bro.
Yeah, I mean.
Terry Silver. She pulled up at this nigga's office, and the assistant lady was like, hey, do you want me to call the family? Like, now if they go start asking questions, oh, yeah, there was this one lady that can't. Like, bro, like she can't be focused on that right now.
But she does need to have her own bread, especially if she wants to go through this divorce.
But when she going to go after his bread?
Exactly. What did we just see? 50, nigga. I want half. So we know where she gonna get the bread from. Ask Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. He done made her one of the top 10, bruh.
She might be top 5.
You know what I'm saying?
Period.
So, come up in history.
Yeah.
Bruh. So, you know, like, obviously, that's where she's gonna get her bread. That's why I know that they're gonna force the divorce. And I think that's where the feds are gonna try to divide and conquer. Because obviously, well, I want to say obviously, but I think that Tasha and Ghost are gonna probably try to fast track the divorce so that way she can get the bread. The feds are gonna play into that, and that's how they're gonna get them to kind of turn against each other.
I don't know. I just think she looks like she got something cooking, and she's tired of the bullshit. And
she don't look like she got anything cooking, dog?
I'm just saying the way we got 15,
she,
we got 14
she,
episodes.
She didn't even she's buy still the groceries, in the car right man. Now.
We got
she's still crying in the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, she's still crying. Yeah, on repeat.
She ain't got nothing cooking, man.
Terry had that's a corny ass last lines to hear. Oh yeah, call me back if you leave a message.
You crying over that?
Like, come on, man.
I'm glad he's dead. I'm sorry.
Me too. I didn't like him.
He was corny to a motherfucker.
He was so annoying.
Captain Save-A-Ho. I never liked Captain Save-A-Ho niggas.
Did he have a beard?
No, I don't think he did.
He was one of those other mustaches.
Just a mustache nigga.
Can't fuck with a nigga. You just got a mustache. I'm telling y'all right now.
Never trust a nigga without a beard.
Right.
Ever since you said that, I've gone through my head like, bro, there's a lot of niggas I don't fuck with, and they just got a mustache. That's the truest shit you ever said, kid.
Oh. Yeah, he was corny.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to see. I already said that about Ghost. maneuvering through this whole thing.
You don't think Proctor's gonna flip or do something crazy?
Nah, man. Proctor too cool for the game.
I feel like everybody keep poking him. Like, he's been solid this throughout, you know, these seasons that ever it's since like he became a regular.
He's the smartest one on the show.
But he's been getting poked, and eventually he's gonna be like, all right, I gotta give up. Like, they keep on trying him when he's with his daughter. So they keep on trying to remind him, like, we could take you away from, like, the person that you really love the most.
He still got that laptop locked up somewhere, too, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has his own out, but I don't think that he's going to have to use it. He don't have to play that trump card yet. At least they haven't put him into position, too, mm-hmm. because they really don't, they don't have shit on him.
Right.
They literally don't have anything on Proctor. They don't have anything on James. So, we'll see the angle that they go. We'll see what they'll try to manufacture.
That's one thing I will say with this episode, whether you enjoyed it or not, I don't really know what's gonna happen next. Too tough. It's like, it's still a lot of open ends.
I really feel like, yeah, that's why I said I feel like I just watched a filler. That might, they, the season premiere could have been a filler episode of me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna like put a stamp on it yet, but like once we go through the season and review,
they gotta set it up.
Like, yeah, of course they're gonna have to set it up. But usually a season premiere, like you have something big. And I know they're gonna say Angela's death was big, but we all kind of assumed that she was dead anyway. Like, yeah, how you survive a gunshot to the chest?
Yeah, yeah, and all
I don't
the,
feel bad about it.
Like, yeah, I don't either.
Like, that's what I said. That last scene, I was like, are they really trying to make us like be sad about the fact that Angela is dead? Like, we don't care. This was a mistress. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
like, ugh.
They really, and I guess I don't know if this is something that people are having, these conversations they're having online about their relationship, but it felt like they were really trying to sell, or they really think that people thought that they were in love and would care about him losing her.
Yeah, I think that's what I was saying in the beginning. Like, it didn't feel real. And then even in watching the very end of it, it was just like, I don't care.
Yeah,
it was like, yeah, it was just weird.
She's the Monica Lewinsky of the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, Tasha's Hillary Clinton. You at least respect her, but Angie was just like, because at the end of it, everybody was really just using her. Like, they was just fucking her over when they could or got the chance to, but when they needed her, they would manipulate her and make her do their bidding. And like, from Ghost to Tommy to Tasha, it was just like, even Tasha had to give some respect to her, like, to Tariq. Like, at least, you know, she did help you out. You know what I'm saying? We did use the motherfucker, so at least appreciate that.
And I know she wasn't white, but I still didn't like the fact that he left the black girl for her.
So,
yo, did she Afro-Latina?
No.
There's nothing Afro about her, bro.
No.
She's Latina, but there's nothing Afro about that.
You still don't get a pass for leaving the sister, man.
She has some black in her.
Probably, like,
I don't know, man, what she was. She wasn't white, but
she was Puerto Rican.
Yeah, she was
Boricua.
She still wasn't black, though. Shout out to my Puerto Rican brothers and sisters out there.
Shout out to...
You can't walk that back, nigga. Like, you ain't moonwalking out here.
Everybody know where my allegiances lie.
He said, I said what I said. But now, shout out to Angie, though. R.I.P. to Angie. You know what I'm saying? We got to toast it up one time.
Do we?
Nah.
All right. That wraps up our thoughts. Raw.
Wait.
What?
We not going to talk about the bullshit-ass intro? Can we sign a petition to get Joe back? Like, it's a petition to get Joe back. Can we all?
Wait, what is that? Like, why
the Trey Songz intro? Damn, you did bring it. That was
Yeah, the intro was.
It was horrible. It was like Ken said. It was like a first sign, and this ain't gonna
was
be
that
good.
Was that a one off?
It's a bad sign.
Is that the permanent intro?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. They had Trey Songz.
How they gonna do Joe like that?
I don't know.
He built up the show. Nah. This is one of the only few shows that I let the theme song play.
Yeah,
and not skip it.
Yeah,
because I actually fuck with the song.
Go and change it, like,
not now. Like, why?
And get Trey. Out of no disrespect to Trey Songz, but
yeah, yes, disrespect to Trey Songz because that intro was whack.
Yeah, it wasn't hard. Like that beat was like the remix, and it's like, nah, bro.
And then you heard
the original 50 gritty.
50 try to get all sultry, yeah, it's like, nah.
It didn't work for me. I think I was off from the very beginning.
Yeah, that's probably what it did. That's why I felt like an old boy episode. I'm like, all right, this nigga changed the theme song. He went Hollywood all of a sudden for the last season.
Yep.
So, I know we're about to wrap up, but did you see like the headlines with 50 talking about he's not gonna end it here?
That they're doing a prequel.
I think that's when he's doing the spinoff.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what he was talking about. Because at first I was like, hold on, you gonna keep the season going before you said it's the final season? But he was like, they got like two series in the works.
He better nail it though.
Okay.
Ooh, if he don't nail it,
I think this will be more like if this is Breaking Bad, the spinoff will be like a Better Call Saul. Like, it's not going to be as good, but it'll be different.
Yeah, Call Saul started off really slow.
Yes.
Just like Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad did not start off slow.
Come on, man. Nah, it didn't, bro. Call Saul started off slow, but it wound up being really good.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the fourth season yet, but I keep up with it. I think I'm waiting for it to get on Netflix. But I'm just saying, like, you just can't really compare. I wouldn't want to compare the two. Mm. Like, yeah, I'll treat it like it's a different
perspective. It's definitely different. And I think it all is really contingent on how good this ends.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But those other stories are going to be.
I'm going to taper off my expectations a little bit. No.
Why? Like what out of this episode, you know, you call it the old boy episode.
No, because like, I told you, like, what did we really learn about this episode?
So let me ask you this, then. In the previous five seasons, has the first episode wowed you?
It's usually set the tone. Like this one didn't really make me think any differently than I already did coming into it. That's what I'm saying.
But it definitely set the tone for the rest of the season. Again, like we see it was like a reminder episode.
This was like a different. It was like a.
Of course, it was more of a setup episode. It wasn't juicy or anything like that. But again, that's what I mean.
I wanted.
It was like
juicy.
A whole episode of previously, you know, on Power.
Nicholas was like this with Game of Thrones. He wants shit to happen immediately. Right now. He don't like stuff because that don't have action. He don't want all that dialogue and all them feelings. He want to see something happen. All
right, you ain't got to read me right now. I'm just trying to say, like, if you gonna say the final season, if this is about Power, we talking about cocaine and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I need to see the tone, let me clutch my pearls, nigga, I need to see ruckus. Like, I'm seeing two grown ass men wrestle around in a damn loft.
But just like the analogy I used earlier, like, what they're doing is they're setting up all of the daggers pointed toward Ghost. That's what they're doing. That's what this episode did.
But we already knew that going
on. No, we knew it like this though.
Yeah, because we didn't have a guarantee.
No, but we knew something.
The reason why we didn't know it like this is because he still had it out with Angela. Angela's dead now. He has no more allies. There's nobody else on Ghost side. We knew that they had an undying love. That was always gonna save him, and because of her position, she is gone, bruh. So again, they're pointing the daggers toward Ghost, and now it's like, bro, you have no outs.
And Tasha didn't even give a fuck. She was like, wait, why were you there? I thought you were going to kill Angela. Oh wait, you were trying to kill Ghost?
Yeah.
All right, well, Tommy, damn, did you fuck this shit up? Like, yep. She didn't give a fuck. Yeah,
what? Shot at the devil and you missed.
Yeah, that's all she said.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that came back at the end, obviously, when he shot at the car. All right, we'll see. I'm not gonna say the series is gonna be whack or anything. I'm just saying it hasn't grabbed me yet. I got 14 more episodes.
One episode.
It's the first episode of the last season.
It's supposed to snatch you in. It's gotta snatch you in.
When you read a book, what do they always say? It has to be like any movie, the first 10, 15 minutes, they have to grab you. Otherwise, what the fuck we doing here?
But they grabbed you for the first five seasons. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going off the strength of the resume now.
But they setting it up.
The first five seasons should have been an indicator of what you got tonight. It's no different, bro.
You don't like the show.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I actually like the show. Ken just watch it just because he just like to see bullshit.
You do.
Because people hype this shit up. Man, you got to watch Power. Got to watch Power.
Good.
Then I started watching this.
People, they talk about you 0-2 because they shitting on Snowfall, too.
I like it.
Y'all welcome.
Yeah.
Y'all welcome.
No, I just want to be in the moment with everybody else. When I'm 80, be like, yeah, y'all remember Power?
Hell nah. You gonna
That's
be
only up. Like in 3 years.
You going to be All right. Any last thoughts?
No, I'm good.
I'm just glad it's almost over.
Bring y'all back.
All right, y'all let us know what y'all thought about the episode. Am I wrong to think that it was lackluster, or, you know what I'm saying, do y'all agree with me on certain points? Let us know how y'all feel and what other questions y'all got for us as far as previews for the next episode. Again, we will be reviewing this week to week as much as quickly as possible, so be patient with us. But that's us for this week. We out. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.